This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. I am going to jump right in today and talk about the travesty that occurred in Atlanta. 11 teachers convicted on racketeering charges, cheating on tests. In other words, they changed the scores of the students' tests in the Atlanta school system. I believe 44 schools were implicated. 135 people were called in, and 30-something people took plea deals. Well, out of 30, 35 to 39 teachers, 30-something took plea deals, and 11 were convicted. And I just don't understand. Black people are asleep at the wheel in this country. If we don't get our shit together, they are going to kill us all or send us back to Africa. Something's got to happen. There are 1 million black men in prison. We are being gunned down in the streets by the police. Nobody seems to care. I mean, the people in Atlanta, did they just sit back and let this happen? One of the most prosperous black cities in the country. I thought they had some of the wealthiest black folks. We know they have tons of TV and music folks there and production studios. Tyler Perry, I haven't heard anything from him. This coon, drag queen, right? They said made $135 million 1 year. Talks about how he puts black people to work. Well, put it this way. He can't put enough black people to work to be excused from not saying anything about this travesty. And where is that Uncle Tom, his buddy Oprah Winfrey? Convicted of racketeering charges? They use the racketeering law that they use against mafia members. They put these black women in handcuffs. One died, I think the superintendent, from cancer before they could throw her in jail. Apparently they erased some scores. Now this comes from Bush and Obama. Obama's race to the top in education, tying federal funding to scores. Of course the poor schools, the black schools, are disproportionately poor and not going to get the money if the scores aren't good. So we know we're getting hit. And this runs back to, I guess, Bush's No Child Left Behind. So Obama had to come up with his race to the top so that he looked good at our expense. And then what do? We go out and vote for him. I wonder how many black teachers now are glad they voted for Barack Obama, because he didn't send any of the bankers and said he was not going to send the bankers who almost tanked our economy in 2008 to jail. But he's not said nothing about these folks. Then they used a black district attorney, a coon. His name was Paul Howard. This coon, this front for the white establishment, went after and prosecuted these folks. And they put two or three other black coons in the district attorney's office up there at the news conferences. I think they lost the first round trying to convict these teachers. But then they came back and they got them to snitch on one another. Of course, if you start threatening jail time, these folks are going to snitch on each other, right? Now, this is real snitching right here, okay? When you know the racist establishment is using a black front and Uncle Tom to lock up black teachers. These are the best and the brightest and most educated. If they wouldn't have put all of these stipulations on these folks in these tests. Now, look, I'm not saying that it's okay to cheat. Of course not. Who would do that? But the punishment does not fit the crime. And the fact that all of these Negroes, all of these bamboozled, phony-ass singers down there in Atlanta and actors and all those reality television folks who go around flossing and glossing their money, the fact that they let this happen and didn't say a damn word, I'm done with these coons. So where were all these fucking tricks at, right? Why didn't they say something? These no-good, nobody Negroes, all of them down there in Atlanta. So at this point in time, I guess they're going to end up going to jail. The judge is just waiting to sentence them. And he tried to act like he wasn't happy about this, kind of saying that they should have took the plea deals and talking about, you know, basically get them out of here, lock them up. So, I mean, they're facing 10 to 20 years. And I just can't believe this. At a time when black kids need black teachers, they go up and you should have seen the news and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution posting all these black faces of black teachers in the newspaper, on the television screen. I mean, this is horrific. I just can't understand it. I mean, what is going on? In this Atlanta school system, I believe almost all of the kids, like 98-99% of the kids that are expelled are black. Blacks make up, I guess, of over 80% of the kids in the school district. It's one of the biggest school districts in the country. So I'm looking at the fact that, you know, when you look around the country, and they've had scandals, cheating scandals in Philly and Baltimore and some other places, but it's the pressure. But what bothers me is this is a superiority inferiority paradigm in operation here. I always say white folks have a superiority complex and black folks have an inferiority complex, and they're both based on fear and ignorance. And the fact is that these test scores of these kids all around the country are published in local news. So what happens is, and I've seen it here in my city, what happens is all the white kids and the white parents can sit there and look at the black schools and the black parents like they're superior, and look at predominantly black schools at the bottom, right? And if there is a mixture, you know the white parents are saying, look, the black kids at the school are dragging all our kids down. The other thing that goes on is some of these city schools where it's predominantly mixed or predominantly black population, most of the teachers are white. They'll plop a black principal and a couple black administrators and secretaries in the front of the office visible to the public. And then you go through the school, you see all the white teachers that can't get jobs in the suburbs because you know they don't want to come to the city. One black teacher told me she couldn't get a job in the city. So white folks are making money. They aren't teaching our kids. And I'm not saying that the black teachers aren't doing it much better, but we would like to have more black teachers. But then when they get treated like this, I mean, my goodness, you talk about running the few that are out there off. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to the kids? And of course, the district attorney, this Uncle Tom Paul Howard, tried to act like he was all for the kids. They've been cheated out of an education. So, well, I'm upset, but I think I made my point. Chew on that overnight and let me know what you think tomorrow. Is this fair or is this unfair? What do you think? Are black folks being mistreated in this situation? I think they are. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com. The New Rhythm and Bluesy Contemporary Hip Hop Soul of Podcasting. I will see you tomorrow. Peace.